Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's April the 3rd, and I've got my good old friend with me. You knew I was going to say old friend. We're the same age. Kathy Salter. We've been friends for a long time.
Yes, and I'm
so
glad.
As
long as both of us have been born. Yeah. On the same day almost.
Yeah. Kathy Salter, and you're here. Yesterday we had Chris Stevens on. We refer to him as the Minister of Culture,
yes,
in Columbia. Well, we were talking that you were coming on today, and this is more culture.
Yes, there we I'm a cultural.
Yeah, you're a guru of culture.
What's the word?
But actually,
volunteer.
You and your husband are some of the nicest people that I have ever been blessed to know.
Oh, well,
which
is
true.
Absolutely.
But you're here to talk about the Saturday Morning Book Club. What is that?
Well, Ken and I have been volunteers for a long time at the Boone County Museum and Galleries, which is home to the Boone County Historical Society. And our good friend, the director and curator, Jennifer Flink, last summer said casually, gee, we ought to do something on Saturday mornings, maybe have a little book talk.
Yeah, and that kind of turned on the light bulb, didn't it?
That, looking at me. So I thought, well, there are two people who have just got published beautiful books. One was Ed Ayler, who you spoke to not too long ago, who mm-hmm. had just published Blue Highways Revisited, a photographic redoing of the journey of William Lee's Heat Moon that took place in 1982. And so we started with one on a Saturday morning, and it was come at 9:30, have some coffee, 10 o'clock book talk. We have now had 9 of these. Once a month, either the first or second Saturday of the month. We now have a wonderful young woman who comes, gets up at 4:30 in the morning, bakes to die for pastries and focaccia bread that morning, and arrives at, before the guests come, at 9:30 you have coffee, you have beautiful pastries, chat with other writers, book club mm-hmm. goers, editors, authors who are now coming out to mm-hmm. us and saying, I want to do a book talk, please.
Yeah.
And we have a wealth of people in this community who are published authors. It's a little bit like the beginning of the True False Film Festival.
Right,
we
right.
are the book talk analogy
yeah.
to that. We are getting 60 people on these Saturday mornings, and Dari Heinemann comes, hasn't missed but one of them, I think. People get up when they've got 100 other options on a Saturday morning, and it has just become wonderful.
Have you seen it grow each month from when you started?
Well, when we started it, we had no idea. And I didn't have all the authors signed up. I now have authors signed up for the rest of this year and for 3 months of next year.
Wow.
Yes.
I'd say this is
yes,
a success.
Yes. And this coming Saturday, April the 6th, we have an author whose roots are quite deep here in the community. He published what has been an international bestseller and never out of print for the last 30 years, Blue Highways. Mm-hmm. William Lee's Heat Moon, known locally as William Trogdon. And Will published this incredible book that just has a following all over the world. Ken and I were living in L.A. when it came out in 1982. Never imagining that someday we would live in Columbia, Missouri.
You hadn't lived in the
just a
Midwest.
Few hollers mm-hmm. away from William Lee's Heat Moon. Mm-hmm. And Kit is a geographer, a cultural geographer. He read Blue Highways. He bought 9 copies of it We were living on teacher salaries. He bought 9 hardback copies of it and gave them to each of his graduate students and said, "This is the way a geographer should write." Mm. This is beautiful. He said, he may not know he's a geographer, but this is beautiful. So fast forward, we move here and learn that William Lee Steep Moon lives a few hollers away. Mm-hmm. And so we've been friends now for 20 years. And Will has, in the meantime, written Prairie Earth, which is a what he calls a deep map of one county in Kansas. Roads to Quaz, which is another travel, Blue Highways, another trip to parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book called River Horse about his 1995 journey from New York Harbor to the Pacific.
Now, will he be covering all of these books?
He will be talking about writing, his writing, his travel writing. He will be talking about the fact that Blue Highways Revisited, which has, by the way, Ed Ayler's photograph of the Burr Oak in McBain on the cover, mm-hmm. which is where at least the journey began,
right
here in Boone County. This is the 30th anniversary reissue of this classic, and it's very exciting that it's been reissued.
And it's never been out of print.
And he also has a brand new book, which is a collection of travel writings over his career as a writer.
And this one is called?
Here, There, Elsewhere, Stories from the Road.
Okay, so he will be covering all of these books and answering any questions mm-hmm. that anybody can throw at him.
Yes.
It will be this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Starting at what time?
If you arrive at 9:30, you will already be late because all of these people who have been coming know that the pastry woman comes.
Okay.
Julie,
so you come early
Sexton
for the pastry.
Of the Flower Girls Bake Shop arrives about 8:30. And people are now coming 15 minutes earlier. So, you know, come about 9:15.
Okay.
Have a lovely pastry, coffee. We have cafe tables where you can sit and chat with other writers and authors.
Well, you've just got it all set up just
very exciting,
don't you? Okay. That'll be this coming Saturday at the Walters Historical Museum, Boone mm-hmm. County Historical Museum, right on 63.
Right across from Lenore
yeah.
on Highway 63 okay. near the Maplewood Theater.
If people want more information, a website they can go to? Google it.
I don't have that right in front of me.
Or you can call the Boone County Historical Museum.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Kathy Salter, thank you so much for
Almost
coming
prepared.
By.
Almost prepared.
Thank you for coming by, my good friend. Tomorrow, Kathy Barton, Dave Pera will be on to talk about the Big Muddy Folk Festival. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Elizabeth Hayden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You can watch this program again or listen to it. Go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.